good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want. How we doing, everybody? Steve here. Today is Thursday, February the 9th. We're going to be going over IMDb birthdays. We're going to go over the top six in the box office, and then we're going to go over Missing and A Man Called Otto movies that I saw back-to-back at the local drive-in. So let's get into it, and let's enjoy this new episode. Celebrating a birthday today, we have Mr. Michael B. Jordan. Now, as it goes from now on, I'm going to give you a couple seconds to think about it, and then I'm going to give you the age that they are turning, and let's see how close you at home can get. Celebrating a birthday today is Mr. Michael B. Jordan. That's right. The Human Torch himself. From the Fantastic Four reboot, Mr. Michael B. Jordan. How old do you think Michael Jordan is turning today? 36 years old. That is how old Michael B. Jordan is turning today. That's right. Celebrating a birthday today, we have Mr. Tom Hiddleston. That's right. Loki himself. How old do you think Loki is turning? 42. Tom Hiddleston is turning 42 today. Charlie Day, you're going to, of course, know him as Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, celebrating a birthday today. And how old do you think Mr. Day is turning? That's right, 47 years old, celebrating a birthday today, Miss Judith Light. Judith Light, if you don't know who that is, that's Angela Bauer from Tony Danza's Who's the Boss? Who was the boss? Was it Tony or was it Angela? Let's be honest, it was Tony. How old is Judith Light turning today? 74 years old. Oh my goodness, we are in for a treat. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci is celebrating a birthday today. And how old does everybody here think that Mr. Pesci is turning? Did you guess 80 years old? Because that is how old Joe Pesci is turning today. Joe Pesci is, in fact, 80 years old. And those are just some of the birthdays being celebrated today. February the 9th. Let's get into our top six in the box office. Coming in at number six, a movie that we will be talking about today, with $4.2 million, A Man Called Otto. Coming in at number five, with $7.9 million, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. BTS, yet to come in cinemas, comes in at number four, with $8 million. Avatar, the Way of Water. I was going to say The Last Airbender, because that's the Avatar I naturally think of when I see Avatar and then... You know, the dots. $11 million falling to number three. 80 for Brady, a movie I am so excited to see in the theater, comes in at number two this week at $13 million. And a movie that I saw in the theater last week, as I told you, I was going to go and see Knock at the Cabin, $14 million. Those are just the top six in the box office. If you were going to go check out one of the top six that's in the box office, I'm going to recommend Knock at the Cabin, only because I have not seen 80 for Brady. A Man Called Otto is very good, but we will get into that in a minute. As I mentioned, I went to the drive-in, and I went and saw Missing as a back-to-back with A Man Called Otto. Very interesting double play, but I was entertained nonetheless. We did get trailers. For Missing, we got Champions, the Woody Harrelson film about coaching the Special Olympics basketball team, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Time, a movie in which I am very excited for, as I do love the Indiana Jones series, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade being my favorite, if you didn't already know, and Plane, very funny because a movie that I'm pretty sure at that point had already come out, a movie that I've also seen in the box office and we'll talk about in the future. But let's get into Missing. It came out this year, 2023. It's rated PG-13 with a running time of 1 hour and 51 minutes. After her mother goes missing, a young woman tries to find her home, find her from home using tools available to her online. That's a very poor description of the film. A girl who's basically her father had passed away from what I believe was cancer. Her mom goes on vacation, asking her to pick her up after the weekend at the airport on Monday. Monday comes, and the mother does not arrive, nor does the boyfriend of the mother. She then goes completely online, enlisting the help of a gentleman down in the area where her mother was. And it's a back and forth, twist and turn. I don't want to give away a lot of what happens, but I very much loved this film. It went in a direction that I was not expecting. And if you can check it out in the theater, I would highly recommend checking it out. It was a very fun, entertaining film, and ended in a way that I don't even want to say like too much about it, because it was just so fun and entertaining for me. But Missing came on out. We then got the back-to-back feature of A Man Called Otto. And with A Man Called Otto, it actually came out in 2022, I believe late 2022. It has a running time of 2 hours and 6 minutes, starring Tom Hanks. It is actually adapted from, I believe, a Dutch story of A Man Called Or. I might be wrong, but it's definitely something along that lines. Otto is a grump who's given up on life following the loss of his wife and wants to end it all. When a young family moves in nearby, he meets his match in a quick-witted Marisol, leading to a friendship that will turn his world around. It is a fun, touching, endearing story. We also did get trailers for that. We got Champions, we got Dungeons and Dragons. And I believe there might have been one other trailer. I unfortunately actually didn't write them down as I was partially tired. I was at the drive-in. Of these two films, both very good. I would say Missing over A Man Called Otto. A Man Called Otto is a very good, fun, entertaining piece. But Missing for me would be the better of the two. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and give my rankings on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and give Missing a 8. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done. As I had said, it's going to be the one of the two that I'm going to recommend over at. So an 8 out of 10 for Missing, and A Man Called Otto gets a solid 7.5 out of 10 as well. It's right below. It's just as entertaining. But I would prefer Missing over A Man Called Otto, only because A Man Called Otto is a little bit more sad and life relatable than Missing is. Missing is a once in a lifetime thing. A Man Called Otto is something that you can experience any day of the week. Other than that, folks, we are coming to the end of the show. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. We're going to have some new fun things coming out, very soon, movies that we will be discussing in the future. We will be discussing House Party. We will be discussing Plane, and we will be discussing Knock at the Cabin, among any other movies that I will be seeing between then and now. As this has been another episode, a short episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want, I want to thank all of you for coming on this continuous journey over the last 4 or 5 years that we've been doing the show. I thank you all for taking the time to welcome me into your house, welcoming me into your ears, welcoming me into your life. This is life, right? It's a journey. It's what we go through day after day. And it's a wave. I've said it time and time again, and I will continue to say it. Life is a wave. You have your highs, you have your lows, you have your neutrals, and you ride the waves the best you can. And just remember that no matter how alone you may feel in this endless sea of a world, you always have shipmates. Whether you realize it or not, there are always people who will always be there for you and always be there to listen and care. So this is Steve saying to you, I love you all. And until next time, tip the veal, try the staff. We'll see you then.
Thanks for coming to see our show.
Sad to tell you, we got to go.
Grab your hat and head for the door.
In case you didn't notice, there ain't any more. If you like our show, tell everyone but. If you think it's great, keep your big mouth shut.
It's over.